Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Petrangelo to the corner. Bring out the Zamboni. The Blues come from behind with three third period goals, and they'll come home to game six with a 3-2 series lead.
The Blues just beat the Jets.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
It's Good Friday.
What's so good about it?
It's Good Friday.
Good? What's good about it?
When was the last time you went to church?
Friday's good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thank God it's Friday!
Literally.
And that is why we call it Good Friday.
Showtime!
Literally. I like that. That's right. I cannot believe I woke up to a Blues victory this morning.
Oh, you stay up?
I stayed up.
Listen, I am a nervous watcher.
I was too.
And so I watched the first two periods, and I'm like, I can't do this. After that first 15-second goal in the first period, which was real fluky, by the way, and then the Blues looked, they got it together in the first period and had a ton of shots and good chances. Second period, not as great as the first period. So I'm like, I'm going to go to bed just with the thought that the Blues lost. So I'm not up and down in the middle of the night. Did they, didn't they? And I slept great. And then I woke up and look at what happened.
Boom.
I stayed up because sometimes they have those just insane.
I'm mad I missed that moment to watch.
Oh, they have those insane third periods. And what's crazy is, in those final seconds, you weren't even hoping for a goal. It was like, all right.
Let's just keep it tied.
They tied it up because that other one was just a few minutes before. You're like,
go to overtime.
They did it. And then it was more like, okay, like, grab
reset.
The overtime. And then, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
so awesome.
God. And so Nick was gone. So usually he would have yelled or something, and especially with that kind of ending to the game before time is up in regulation. And I've just slept all the way through, had no idea until I got up today.
That soundbite you played at the beginning of the show there a couple minutes ago, Chris Kerber on our sister station, KMOX 1120, with the call. What jumped out at me.
Nobody in the stands,
yeah,
not
it
a
sounds silence. Like he's
silence.
In a library.
Yeah. Usually yep. you're yelling yep. that loud because you're yelling over a crowd.
There's nobody saying anything.
It is bizarre.
Because they were thinking that they were doing the same thing.
Right?
They were all like, all right, oh, they tied it up. It's overtime.
Get it out of that. Get it out of our end.
Grab some more popcorn. Do what we got to do for overtime. And then, I mean, all the shots of the crowd were unbelievable. So cool.
Petrangelo to the corner. Bring out the Zamboni. The Blues come from behind with three third period goals, and they'll come home to game six with a 3-2 series lead.
He's yelling because he's excited. There's no noise behind
nothing.
That. Nothing. Right.
And you know, it was on both Fox Sports Midwest and USA Network last night.
Oh.
And I watched it on the Homer station because I'm like, I can't watch this game with neutral broadcasters.
That's one of the good things about hockey is we get our guys through the postseason. It's so depressing to me. Like the Cardinals, like Danny Mack, and they take you this far, and then
they don't get to call it.
It's hard. It's like you watch the whole season with a friend, and then he's not there anymore.
Yeah. Now radio. That's why radio is so great.
Agreed. That's why I switch over.
Because you have your hometown broadcasters.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, wow.
And the momentum is so great. You know, we kept talking about the momentum, and this is scary, but how demoralizing that must have been for Winnipeg, that third period. Coming back now here, I mean, that place is going to be rocking.
And can we also just briefly mention, do they have no great singing talent in Winnipeg?
Oh, who was it this time?
Oh, I don't know, but both two times I've watched their national anthem and O Canada, and some harsh notes hit.
Really?
Yeah.
O Canada is kind of a fun song to sing.
Oh, well, I did like that the woman that did the O Canada stopped singing at the end, and the whole crowd. I think that's a great national anthem.
Oh, I thought she did the mouth horn.
Jen did her mouth horn to the to our national anthem yesterday, and it's a hidden talent that we will be using more on the show.
We've got to book her at like one of the, like River City Rascals or you know, to do the national anthem.
Yeah. Now Nick says it was all right. He thinks he thinks his mouth horn is he's got a stronger mouth horn game.
Can we compete?
I think maybe.
Will he do that?
He's so no fun. You can't say something like that and then not bring it out.
I agree.
So we'll have to see. Maybe
the masked mouth horner.
Maybe at the roast you like pull him to the side.
Yes.
Maybe he'll have a couple vodkas.
That's a great idea. All right.
And he's a little mouthier and louder.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Maybe get some red wine for him.
Yeah.
That makes him really talky.
All right.
Okay, let's talk about the show, and then we'll tell you about the weather for the day, because it's a cold start to your Friday morning. All right, so today on the show, we're very excited because Broadway star Taylor Lautner is going to be with us this morning. She's doing an event in our area, and she's also going to be at the Muni this summer.
Yes.
Star of Mean Girls on Broadway. You've probably seen her at the Muni because she grew up here, and she's a big-time Broadway star now. So she will be with us. We're going to talk about her event that she's got coming up, but we also have a little game we're going to play with her as well. And that is at 7:05 this morning. She'll be in studio with us. Also this morning, lots of food stories. It's because Easter Sunday, there's lots of Easter things, Easter candy, Easter. So we'll do food stuffs with Tim. It's Friday, which means Lance has a starring role at 8:25 with Looking for Love in the Lou. We've got Schmig, and there's some good Schmig stories. So hopefully it'll be a fun morning for you, unless you're off and you're not listening, and you'll miss all the fun.
Then you're getting a lot of good sleep.
I know. Mm. I'm jealous. A lot of people taking Friday off because their kids are off school.
Well, Kevin told me you guys are leaving at 7. So.
Yeah, well, because the office closes at 1. So, hey.
Half day, yeah.
We're out.
What is would our half day be?
Well.
I don't know. We have a shorter day, though, than others. Kevin doesn't, but the rest of us do.
Right.
All right, so it is chilly this morning. Mostly cloudy, windy today. And a slight chance for some light showers throughout the day. We're kind of tired of the rain. we should see some clearing late in the day, but we're going to get up to 56, which isn't terrible, but that wind's going to keep it cool. And then tomorrow, we are warming up, but that wind is still in the forecast. Warmer with a high of 68. And then for Easter Sunday, sunny, breezy, and a high of 80. That's crazy. Right now?
48.
All right, Lance.
Yep.
How are the roads thus far?
Well, like you said, I mean, on my way in, it was kind of misting. You know, that kind of mist that looks like you're a vegetable in the vegetable case at the grocery store when the mist starts.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of little bit of mist that's just annoying enough as far as getting the setting right on your windshield wiper. So
for the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show on Passover, on Good Friday. A lot of people taking the day off because their kids have a little break. Do your kids get off on Friday?
Yes, in fact, the school district's off. My wife's off work as well. So a lot of schools do off on Good Friday and then off the day after.
Back in my day, in my day of growing up, that was our spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You didn't even get off the whole week.
Right.
You got off you did the Stations of the Cross, I think, on the Wednesday or Thursday before. Do you remember that?
Yeah, this is all coming back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then you were off maybe Friday and Monday?
Maybe Monday. Oh, Friday
for sure.
Yeah. Hey. I don't remember.
I don't either.
One of those days, you got one of them.
Jen is off today, not because of any of those things, but she'll be back on Monday morning. And two big Jen-centric stories in the news today. Goop put out their Mother's Day guide. So we'll talk about that in Schmig. We'll get into it a little more in Schmig, because Jen, even though she's not here, her memory is always here in Schmig. You've got to do stories that are still Jen, like something Jen would be way into.
Right.
And then some stories she would never do that you give her and mark down, and you're like, I'm going to show her I'm doing this story today. And then this story. A study found gluten in 32% of food at restaurants that was supposed to be gluten-free.
Oh,
really?
I don't find that super surprising.
I don't find it super surprising either, but we are so trusting. Aren't you trusting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's people can get so sick.
Oh, my gosh. People with celiac disease. I mean, this isn't just a phase for people.
Right.
And some people are like, I'm going to go gluten-free because I think it's going to help my health. They are not exactly sure. But some people have, like, Jen has that Hashimoto's disease. It makes her really, really sick.
What are the main culprits, or where's the breakdown that restaurants think it's...
Well, they just went to different restaurants, and they took a sample of different things. I think it's probably cross-contamination, too.
Yeah.
Possibly.
It's always cross-contamination.
we might want to let her know about that story.
Yeah, that's scary, though.
I know. Yeah. It is. But I don't want to give her anything else to worry about. She's a worrier anyway.
Jen Meyer?
Jen's never going to go out to dinner again.
Yeah.
Unless she's going to bring her own stuff.
Yeah.
All right,
I just wanted something quick.
Here's Lance with another look at your morning rush hour. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. And if you listen to us every day and you kind of like someone on the show, do us a favor. Vote for us for the A-List Awards for Best Morning Show. Do us a solid. It only takes 2 seconds of your time. Mm-hmm. What are we in? Media? In the media section?
I voted a while ago.
Or in the nonsense section?
Yeah.
I think it's media and entertainment, possibly. I may be making that up.
Sounds right.
STLmag.com/A-List. Also, Tim Convey is up for Best Comedian. So please, today is the last day. We would so appreciate your vote. We've got the big bosses coming in next week. We won't know the results then, but it just makes us feel better. Okay, so yesterday I told you about that real estate ad. All these realtors, especially if it's big money property, do go out of control when it comes to trying to sell a house, trying to list a house. And that video went viral, and the people apologized because it was like a 50 Shades of Gray-ish video.
Right.
But it wasn't at all. It wasn't dirty. They just were dancing a little bit, but the house was incredible. I wanted to see if you guys, any of you guys looked at that house I was telling you about, because Kevin put it online.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's the coolest house. I mean, it's not for everyone. It's ultra modern.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, you don't need that type of an ad to sell it. Now, you know, maybe that ad then all of a sudden puts it over the top because we're talking about it even more, and now more people are interested in seeing this home.
And I hope it's like on its own, because there are lots of windows.
Yeah.
And everything you do, it reminded me of Body Double. Like all the windows and stuff. Like
Body Double.
But yeah, you have to go look at that house. Well, I have another neighborhood sort of story. So there's this 82-year-old woman that lives in Scotland, and she was having some issues with her neighbors, kind of like Kevin's neighborhood right now is
just
divided.
Is an uproar.
It's so sad.
There's a bunch of ugly stuff going on in Grafton. We just can't get into it that much. But neighbors, it's a fine. I get along with all my neighbors. I'm pretty lucky. I'm not the friendliest neighbor, but I'm friendly to the people that I know. But I also don't bother people. But this woman was had a falling out with this family that lived next door to her. And this was back in 2016. So what this woman, her name, by the way, is Stella. She started torturing the family by blasting her music at all hours. And it wasn't just any music. Like there's certain, I think any song blasted for long periods of time would make you crazy, but no. She loves stuff from the 20s, specifically a song called The Laughing Policeman.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town.
That's not audio from Guy Phillips' show in the 80s either.
The chorus is just that laugh?
It's just that laugh. Okay, so this happened. This went on for more than a year of complaints. More than a year.
One happy policeman.
More than a year. Finally, after more than a year, the cops finally showed up to her house and they found Stella. She had her speakers pointed at the wall toward her neighbor's house and she was wearing earplugs.
Oh my God.
So she was finally arrested and she was charged. And she pled guilty in court this week and was fined $585. She also moved to a different part of Scotland.
Yeah, we heard the neighbors were playing this to get back at her.
Here's the thing. Yeah. We started out friends.
That's so rude.
It was cool, all right. But it was all pretend.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
A little more.
Since you've been gone.
It's so good.
Double Courtney.
It's even worse.
Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, cloudy, windy today, and a chance for some light showers. Clearing late in the day, but we're looking to get up to about 56. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, but still windy. High of 68, but looking to Easter Sunday, high of 80. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right. Not much to look at. That's good. Friday mornings can be quiet. And ahead of the holiday weekend on this Good Friday, they might be even more quiet than... Imagine Dragons on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Easter is Sunday. You guys, what's everybody doing? Have we talked about this?
We're celebrating Saturday because, you know, based on our employees who on the show, I need Sunday to not go to church because I'm the most likely to not. I probably, besides Tim, I bet I've gone to church more than anyone on this show because in grade school, we went every single day.
Really?
Yes. I think up until 7th or 8th grade.
I don't know, Court. I mean, I go more regularly because of the kids now than I used to.
Right.
But
I'm talking 8 years.
Oh, yeah. I was the same way. Twice a week?
No, we went every day.
Oh yeah.
Besides Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. So you got residual church.
You think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I did every Sunday and then every Friday for 6 years at Priory.
Yeah, but Saturday we're celebrating. We're going to my sister's.
Okay.
And we're having some ham.
Nice.
I'm bringing the salad. That's what we're doing. Sunday's open, so I think it's going to be golf Sunday for me.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Sunday.
I'll say it. We're going to go to the zoo.
I'll say it.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, because we found out, and this is why I don't want
to
say it.
Are you trying to not spoil something? I get it, though, Kevin. If you know a secret, you got to try to keep those crowds.
It's a good time to go, because everybody's going to church. We're going to the zoo.
Really?
And then we're going to my Aunt Bev's.
You're going to the zoo today.
But then my Aunt Bev has a little Easter gathering of the family.
So you're going later for that.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you go to the zoo Sunday, don't bother Kevin. We know how people get the autographs, the pictures, the whole thing.
Lance?
It really has nothing to do with Easter, but I came across an article a while back. I can't divulge a whole lot because a lot of this is secret. It's me and Libby, and I'm doing this weekend all for her. I found
romantic.
It's not really romantic. It's just I saw this article on Twitter about a particular thing that she likes in the world, something she likes to do.
Okay.
And it happens to be in a city not too far from here.
Okay.
And there happens to be a restaurant that it's not Pat Benatar related, by the way.
That's the only thing we know about Libby.
Right. There happens to be a restaurant that she has often remarked that she would like to go to, and it turns out that I was able to find a hotel about 10 blocks from this restaurant. So we're going to go, and she's going to have a nice dinner at a place that she's often talked about she wants to go to.
Okay.
But I can't be more. I'll tell you next week. I can't be more specific about it because somebody will tell her and then she'll know and the cat will be out of the bag. So
okay,
it's kind of under wraps.
I can't wait. Sorry, that came off like I was being dry.
It really did.
I really do want to hear about where it is and everything. I'll be hanging out with the nephews a whole bunch.
That matters when they're that age.
Family. It's gonna be really fun. Things people most look forward to. It all basically involves eating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
3 out of 4 people just, you know, bite the ears first when they're eating a chocolate bunny.
Ew.
We were talking about the chocolate bunnies the other day, and somebody on Instagram sent a video basically you take the ears off your chocolate bunny and then the hollow ones, and then you put a drink in there. So you're basically like you were taking shots.
Oh, remember I said the Cadbury egg?
Yes.
Thing?
Yeah. In the thing. That's a good, yeah.
The Cadbury egg, yeah. Make like a Cadbury egg shot.
But they do like a dessert alcoholic drink out of the bunny, so something to think about.
Very Pinterest and cute.
And then we talked about church, but devil also involved in Easter. Almost two-thirds of Americans say they'll make or eat deviled eggs this weekend.
Used to be one of my favorite things. I'm back to loving them again.
You took a break?
Well, we had an incident of 2005, six. Yeah.
It was bad.
We did a deviled egg contest where listeners brought in deviled eggs and Guy and I sampled them.
It was perhaps one of the funniest moments of my radio career. Watching you guys come back to the studio.
We were so sick. There were some bad ones. There were some with blue cheese. We were laughing so hard in the conference room.
Blue cheese, really?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of good, were they?
I don't like blue cheese.
Oh, okay.
It was a terrible, terrible idea. But I'm back to my love for them again.
Okay, good. That's like me and peanut butter and jelly. I took about 15 years off of peanut butter and jelly.
You had a thing?
Yeah, because it was just like that's what we brought to school. That's what we ate.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, right? I didn't wear navy blue for a long time after high school. Now I'm obsessed with it again.
Really?
Yes.
See, I need maybe a break. I'm getting close to needing a break from navy blue.
All right. Well, let's talk about Schmig. I will be taking care of the Schmig duties while Jen is off for the day. There's the biggest story in Schmig today. I can't really give you more than that because it's fascinating. I'm going to talk about Jason Momoa. And his beard, is he still as hot? And Goop. The Mother's Day gift guide's out. Can you afford anything? Probably not. That's in Schmig in about 5 minutes on Y90.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
I'm doing the Schmig for Jen today. Hold on, I got to change my headphones. They were on the wrong ears.
Oh, I thought you were putting Jen's headphones on. I'm like, that's weird.
Do you ever feel like they're on the wrong, like if they're not
yeah,
to
they're
the...
Yeah, they're to the right side. Yes, I know what you're saying.
I know, that's weird. The biggest story in Schmig today, and it's somebody we haven't talked about in a long time. Minnie Mouse ditched her skirt for pants.
Really?
Minnie Mouse it looks like it's on a cruise ship, of the Disney cruise ship. You can see the photo.
That's the last place I would switch from a skirt to pants, right?
No, you want pants on a cruise ship. You gotta, you know, she's working the deck and she's gonna be busy.
I don't know. Her working the deck?
Yeah, Julie McCoy. Did she ever wear pants?
Julie McCoy wore pants.
Really?
Wore pants a lot.
Oh, okay, lot.
I'm sorry. I don't know my love.
She had lots of you know, ship flings, though. Ship with a P. that photo's on Y98.com. But I wanted to let you guys know, because I don't know when else I'll have a chance to talk about it. If you have not started watching Fosse Verdon on FX.
Oh, is it excellent?
It is so good.
Really?
I'm going to tell you, Sam Rockwell, I don't think can do any wrong. I've always been a little obsessed with Bob Fosse anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not. Well, if you're not, then you probably won't enjoy it. But it is interesting. And Michelle Williams is spectacular.
Yeah. Now, I don't know much about all that. Will I still enjoy it?
He's a womanizer.
Say no more.
He's an interesting cat.
He's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting. Like, all that jazz is loosely based on him that he also directed and co-wrote. And a lot of the women in it are loosely based on all these women. But it is interesting. If you are looking for a good show that is kind of cool, the dancing's so great, Liza Minnelli. I mean, it's really good. Okay, thanks, Kevin, for all that jazz. All right, let's talk about Jason Momoa. I'm not into Jason Momoa. I don't find him to be... I'm sorry. I know that that's...
Don't apologize to me.
That's my wife's
He's not my cup of tea.
New man.
Yeah. I don't find him unattractive. I just don't like look at him and go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes like this. It goes...
Horsley.
He goes Lee Horsley. And it goes Ryan Reynolds. Then it goes Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is number one?
Didn't there used to be
that Jax guy from...
Oh, she likes him too.
Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam is good.
Oh, from...
You know.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. And if Michael Landon were still with us, it'd be him. Yeah, Paul Ingalls. And we watch Younger Days Bonanza episodes.
Oh my! Okay, we gotta move on.
I'm just saying, whatever it takes to get her in the mood.
Is that Antenna TV?
Listen.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
All right.
People dig Momoa, though.
Is Jason Momoa as hot without the beard? He just shaved his face for the first time since 2012. He did it for Earth Day, so he did it for a good cause. He shaved in a 4-minute video where he spoke about the importance of recycling, and you know, people are going to watch it because he's shaving,
right.
Recycling and switching from plastic bottles to aluminum cans. And in full disclosure, he also hyped a new line of canned water.
Oh.
But if you want to see if he's still hot, if you still find him attractive, Y98.com, you can watch that video. All right, let's talk about... what's at the theater this weekend? Not a ton for a holiday weekend.
Well, they know they're going to get blown out of the water next weekend with Avengers Endgame.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you put it out then this week?
I don't know. Maybe they're like, why?
Well, that movie that's based on a local story, that Breakthrough comes out. Chrissy Metz is the mom. It's about the kid that falls through the ice.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Lake St. Louis. And he is in the ice, in the frozen lake for 15 minutes. But she doesn't give up on him, even after he's pronounced clinically dead at the hospital. And then her prayers are answered when he gets a pulse 45 minutes later. And that was actually screened here in St. Louis. They did a premiere here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Also, Linda Cardellini, The Curse of La Llorona.
Oh, yeah, it looks scary.
Does it?
Yep. That's a no thanks for me.
All right, let's go talk about your Avengers people. Captain Marvel and Thor. Did those two hate each other in real life? Brie Larson, Chris Hemsworth. They were doing press, and I guess they were together all day, and they started bickering.
I did all my stunts.
I did my stunts because I thought that's what everyone did.
Tom Cruise, I mean.
No, I'll be the first me, not the next Tom Cruise. Thank you very much.
Wow.
They beefing? Yeah, so they start going at it, and then Chris Hemsworth says... asked if they should fight, and she said, yeah, I could beat you any day, and he said, we'll let her think that. And then, I mean, they just went back and forth all day.
It's funny, because in one of the trailers we've seen for the movie that comes out next week, there's a moment that leads you to believe that maybe there's a romantic involvement between the Thor character and the Captain Marvel character.
Yes, and you know what I think it is? I think she's just one that doesn't take it.
No,
yes.
Not at all.
She's just a person that's going to come back at you.
Right, yeah.
And that's all it is.
Minnie Mouse is wearing pants. It's her time.
And Chris Hemsworth ended up saying that she stole everyone's heart on the set. And she said, oh, Chris, that's really nice. I'm still stronger than you, though. All right, let's talk about Goop Mother's Day gift guide. Totals, $82,000 is for everything in the gift guide.
How many items are we talking
about? Well, you can get cheap things like a dry brush for $20.
Oh, I need a good dry brush. What's a dry brush?
What's a wet brush? I don't understand.
Yeah, what would anybody know?
I have no idea.
Text us if you know. 531-9898.
You can get a goblet for $24. Glass goblet.
What are you
Game of Thrones?
Who's using goblets?
I don't know.
Goblets. I would also like a big sword as well to go with it. Perhaps a shield. Maybe some chainmail. And a wet brush.
Huzzah!
I'm going to the Renaissance Festival.
You can get a detox bath soak for $35. But if... price is just a number. There's a red Hermes Birkin bag for $15,000, Chanel bag for $3,700, and a 4-night cooking trip to Sicily that'll cost you roughly $4,400, airfare not included.
That sounds more reasonable than a $15,000, what was it, bag?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
But it's a Birkin. And it's a Hermes.
I stand corrected.
And there's also a $1,200 casserole dish.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's reasonable.
Oh, man.
That's the schmig. Tim will have the second schmig at about 8:35 this morning.
Get ready, St. Louis.
Here's Lance now with another look at your traffic.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little quieter morning, what with it being the Friday morning, Good Friday before the holiday weekend, but there are a few things going on in the Westplex in Troy, North.
Close to me.
8:38. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And our special guest in studio, we're proud of her, a hometown girl, Broadway star, Taylor Lauterman. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me, you guys.
You're welcome. Taylor, I don't know if you know, but we have followed your career a lot on the air.
Oh, gosh.
Anytime that you had a big part or you were in town, we made sure we mentioned it on the show often.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, it's so cool when you got the part as Regina in Mean Girls on Broadway.
Yeah.
We were thrilled for you. Was that your biggest part to this date?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you never know what a show is going to become when you start on that journey, but this has definitely been a really exciting ride with the Tonys and everything,
yeah.
And working with Tina Fey. It's been so cool. So, yes, definitely the most exciting one.
Tina Fey, did you have to audition in front of Tina Fey? Was she one of the people casting?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I know. And because I had already done a show on Broadway, I got to come in for the last round. And so I didn't get any sort of rehearsal. I just came in right away, right in front of Tina Fey. And I remember my legs were just shaking, but she laughed. So I thought, okay.
That's so cool.
Even if I don't get the part, that's enough.
Are you BFFs now?
Sure. we do. She comes by the theater a lot. She's really passionate about the show and really a big part of it still. So it's really cool having her around, even just to look up to as a fellow like actress, writer, boss lady, you know?
Yeah, it's very, I mean, to have Tina Fey as your boss is pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. And did you have a show just last night?
No, because I've been in LA shooting a pilot, and so they had to let me out for like a week.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Oh, nice. Really? A pilot?
Ooh, yeah. Is this a musical?
No, it's a TV show, but pilots, they pitch all these pilots and they pick up only a few, so you never know if it'll make
it
on the air
or not. How do you feel about
it? I feel pretty good.
It's comedy, drama, what is it?
Comedy, it's with Ken Jeong. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
From The Hangover?
Yeah. Right.
He's so funny. But this is my first time doing something like that, so it's a whirlwind.
Well, now, were you on The Good Fight? You know, we're all Good Wife fans, but none of us have bucked up to get the CBS All Access. But all of us, like me and Lance and Tim, were all huge Good Wife fans.
Oh, my gosh.
But you had a part on The Good Fight.
I did. Yeah, I had a little guest star on there. I played like a Stormy Daniels character. Don't tell my dad.
I'm sure your dad's seen it, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your background. So you grew up in Bourbon, Missouri, or Sullivan, both areas?
Kind of both, yeah. Very small towns right next to each other. I always say this line, it's probably overdone, but I say I'm from Bourbon, Missouri, where the cattle population exceeds the human population. But it's true, and people get it right away.
How does a small town girl end up on Broadway?
Oh, man. Well, I had really great parents that drove me into St. Louis. St. Louis has an amazing theater community. I mean, they really support the arts, I think more than most other cities in the country. And so that, I'm fortunate enough to have that. And then, you know, parents that drove me, and because there aren't a lot of opportunities out in rural Missouri, which is why I'm really excited about this event coming up. So mom drove me into like the Muni and stages and COCA. And I think I took in a little bit of everything that St. Louis had to offer in terms of theater. And I started at a very small theater in Rolla, Missouri, called Ozark Actors Theater. And I remember my parents took me to audition for Annie because I had the movie memorized. And I got the part of Annie, and they were like, oh, okay, maybe this is
serious.
Yeah. and it was, and people just kept taking me under their wing, I think, within this community, within Rolla, at home. And I just loved it. It was so much fun. I didn't realize I was working hard at the same time, you know?
And you're doing a benefit for the Ozark Actors Theater, right?
Yeah.
At the Sheldon Concert Hall?
Yes.
One woman show?
No, I'm bringing in all my friends from the St. Louis theater community to perform with me. So kind of in line with what I was just saying, there aren't a lot of opportunities in rural Missouri, and I am stuck in New York wishing I could be here to
help and guide.
Right. Yes, yeah. You know, and offer theater opportunities to kids back home, and not just for them to be on Broadway one day, but I just think that theater can do a lot for kids as they grow up, you know, just with empathy and being a team player and all of those things. It's just,
you know what it's done for you.
Yeah,
right?
It's just really valuable for anyone and everyone. And so I wanted to tap into how great St. Louis is with their arts and try to raise money to provide more opportunities for kids out there. So we're holding a concert at the Sheldon Concert Hall here in St. Louis on May 20th. I'm bringing in a bunch of my pals that you may have seen at the Muni. Lara Teeter, Ben Nordstrom, Steve Isom, and then a couple of my friends that I grew up doing theater with as well. I'm really excited about it. Mary Strauss is sponsoring the event, and Paige Holsey at KMOV is helping us out too.
And you can get tickets, and they're priced all over the place, from $35 to $100. You get a VIP ticket for $100.
Yeah, we wanted to offer a special experience, just like hanging out, cocktail hour.
Yeah. So you can go to Sheldon.org. Again, it's May 20th, and it is at the Sheldon Concert Hall, which is such a great, great theater, small, intimate, great acoustics in there. You can get those tickets if you want to see Taylor Lautner perform live with some of her friends. Maybe a really cool opportunity for you. And you're also going to be back in St. Louis in June, back where it all started at the Muni.
Oh, my gosh.
And you just announced that, right? It's a big deal.
Yes, I'm so excited. I was in Kinky Boots on Broadway before I started Mean Girls. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that the Muni was going to do the regional premiere of Kinky Boots, because it just closed on Broadway, I was so excited. I was really hoping they would have me. So I can't wait to be a part of that. And Mike Isaacson, who is the head over there at the Muni, is going to let me learn a thing or two about directing, which I'm also excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
That's very cool. So you can see Taylor either May 20th at the Sheldon or the summer at the Muni, our jewel of the city. My first musical that I ever saw
was
Annie at the Muni.
Wow. Changed your life. Look at you now.
I got into radio because I realized my dancing wasn't up to par. And if you'll stay around for a few minutes, we want to play a little game with you, if that's cool. We're all big Broadway fans on this show, musical fans. Tim, more so than anyone. No, we really all are, so we want to play a little game with you. Taylor Lautner, our special guest in studio. Again, if you want tickets to see her at the Sheldon, May 20th, Sheldon.org. Here's Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's start on the Illinois. Hi, George Weber. Thinking about buying a new vehicle? Unpack the gimmicks, do the math. I will beat any deal on the new Chevrolet. Any deal. I'm betting a free tank of gas on it. Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Our special guest in studio, Broadway star, Bourbon/Sullivan, Missouri native, Taylor Lautner is with us. Thank you again for getting up so early and spending some time with us this morning.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's my pleasure.
So Taylor, what was the first musical that you saw that you became obsessed with? Was it Annie? Because you did mention Annie.
I think it was Annie. Yeah, I think it was Annie. But really then Aida. Have you seen Aida?
No.
Oh man, it's just so good. I did it at the Muni and I was a teen, so I was on stage for like 3 seconds total. And I just remember, I think we were in rehearsals actually, and it was outside, and I just remember everybody just crying during the scene. We all got so emotional and so into it, and I was like, this is what I have to do.
Wow. Now, Annie, you saw, was it that you watched the musical, the video of it, the Carol Burnett one?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them.
Because that was the good one. There's
yes,
a there's
yeah.
a cheaper version.
I agree.
But the Carol Burnett one's the best one. Okay. All right. So obviously you're well-versed in Broadway and Broadway musicals.
Oh, you think so?
We're going to play a little game. We're going to play the very beginning of some Broadway songs. And you have to tell them.
Gosh.
From which musical they came.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
I guess so.
I wish I could help you here, but I have a feeling.
I'm not that big of a Broadway nerd.
Some of them might take a little while to ramp up.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Are you ready? Here's the first one.
Okay.
I'm watching Cisco pitter-pat.
Said, I can do that.
No, I don't know.
I can do that. That's maybe
I can do that.
It's maybe my favorite musical.
I can do that.
It's a chorus line.
Yeah.
I knew every step right off the bat.
That's okay. That's okay.
I can do that.
All right. Here is Broadway musical number 2.
Ooh,
It's hard to find. Usually they start off singing right away. Yes, most songs in musicals. All right, that's right. So one so far. That's
Kevin,
okay.
Is that first act or second act of Hamilton? That one?
I believe that's first act. I actually saw that. I didn't leave the show.
Okay, Broadway musical number 3.
Girl, I
Fiddler.
Yes, yeah. Fiddler on the Roof.
Sunrise, sunset.
Yes.
Sunrise,
you could just sing sunset. Louder if you want. Okay, musical number 4. You'll know it. Hold on.
Les Mis. No. Oh, wait. Oh. Is that Memory? Cats? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay, good. He needed that.
Tried to throw you off there. All right. And musical, finally, musical number 5. I'm sure you're tired of that song. It probably runs through your head when you're going to bed at night.
Every day.
It's fine for you. It's fine to flirt. It's fine.
Can you watch yourself back? Like, are you cool with that and hearing yourself?
Someone
can
no. I just get critical
totally.
Of myself.
Even you with all that talent.
Yeah.
Taylor Louderman, she's going to be back in town May 20th. You can see a special show with Taylor and a bunch of her friends, and it all benefits the Ozark Actors Theater. That is the Sheldon Concert Hall on May 20th. You can get tickets at sheldon.org, and we'll see her back here at the Muni for Kinky Boots June 19th through the 25th. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Taylor.
Thank you, guys.
Taylor Louderman on the Courtney and Company Show.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio, take Y98 with you everywhere on the radio.com app. Download today's best music mix now.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
All right, let's get right to it. We've been off a couple weeks, but we are back and ready to go. Our contestant today, Carolyn from Arnold, Missouri. Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Carolyn, what's going on this weekend? You got a weekend full of family and fun and Easter stuff?
There'll be a little of all that, yes.
All right. Okay, so Carolyn, you know how the game works. You have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can, and then you pick a show member to go head-to-head against, and they have 30 seconds to answer the same questions. Who are you choosing to go up against today?
I am going to play against Tim.
Mm. Tim, Mr. Convy.
That's right.
So be nice.
We'll see.
He's very competitive, but... as well as the entire show.
Yeah.
Tim,
I was going to say, you all are.
I know, we are. It's really annoying. Tim, head on out of the studio. Kevin has written the questions this week. So Kevin will ask you your first question and then start the clock. Don't forget, you can pass at any time, Carolyn.
Okay.
All right, Carolyn, you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Good luck. Carolyn, who did the Blues beat last night to take a 3-2 game lead in the first round of the NHL playoffs?
The Jets.
What superhero movie topped the box office again over the weekend?
Oh, gosh, pass.
What long-awaited HBO series returned for its final season Sunday night?
Game of Thrones.
What streaming service reportedly dropped $3.2 billion in value after the Disney Plus announcement?
Netflix.
Who won the Masters over the weekend?
Tiger Woods.
What singer posted a picture of a recent brain scan to open up a conversation about PTSD?
Ariana Grande.
What French landmark sadly had a devastating fire earlier this week?
Notre Dame.
What singer dropped a surprise album in conjunction with her Netflix special this week?
Beyonce.
What Today Show anchor just adopted her second child?
Hold a copy.
Don't Stop Believing, because this band is heading to the Vegas Strip.
Pass.
What star pledged to not drink alcohol until her child turns 18?
Pass.
Shawn Mendes recently claimed that what is the secret to quote-unquote great skin?
1 minute is up.
Sunscreen.
All right, Carolyn, just plowing through the questions. We're going to bring Tim back. He's going to have half the time that Carolyn did, and we will see how he did, how he does. You're not going to win.
Oh, really?
And that with 30 seconds. Yeah. No, Carolyn was, I know we usually don't tell you, but I'm just telling you.
Can you just act fast?
Okay. All right.
Act fast.
He knows what I mean.
Move it.
All
Move
right.
it along.
Yeah.
Don't get tongue-tied.
Yeah. I'll, and I'm not allowed to cut off?
No.
No.
Come on.
All right. Here we go. Tim.
So trip over your words, Kevin.
Well, that's normal broadcasting day for me.
Be yourself.
All right, Tim. That's right. Who did the Blues beat last night to take a 3-2
Winnipeg Jets.
Lead? Yes.
You can't answer before.
What's your movie top the box office again over the weekend?
Pass.
What long-awaited HBO series returned for its final season Sunday night?
Game of Thrones.
What streaming service reportedly dropped $3.2 billion in value after the Disney Plus announcement?
Netflix.
Who won the Masters over the weekend?
Tiger Woods.
What singer posted a picture of recent brain scan to open up a conversation about PTSD?
Ariana Grande.
What French landmark sadly had a devastating fire
Notre
earlier
Dame.
This week?
They can't answer before. She got 8. There was just
no way.
She got 8. You got 5.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was the movie?
Shazam.
Oh.
But you got all the rest. And man, Carolyn got all of them. You both missed Shazam.
Great job.
Yeah.
But Carolyn missed Don't Stop Believing. This band is heading to the Vegas Strip. That's Journey. The star that pledged to not drink alcohol until her child turns 18 is Anne Hathaway. And Shawn Mendes recently claimed that happiness was his secret to great skin. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good job, Carolyn.
You got a 4-pack of tickets to see Pentatonix, the world tour, with special guest Rachel Platten. That's August 11th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and tickets are on sale now.
Yay, Carolyn. We will play Schmig Schmackdown 1 week from today. All right, your weather for your Easter weekend. Today is going to be just chilly and rain through the forecast, but a high of 56. And then tomorrow we're warming up, sunny, windy, high of 68. And then to Sunday, Easter Sunday, high of 80. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
In Florissant, they're trying to clear up a crash. Shackelford at Lindsay. In Mofallon, they're dealing with a rollover accident. Highway P at Hoff Road. Northbound 270, it's doing pretty good from 50.
Miley Cyrus, pretty cool, on the Y98 morning show, Courtney and Company.
That's pretty cool.
Today is the last day to vote in St. Louis Magazine's A-List Awards. And guess what? You're not going to believe this, guys. We're up for Best Morning Show, Courtney and Company. For Best Morning Show, you can vote for us. And I'm up for Best Comedian if you'd like to participate in such things. Get on there and vote. It's stlmag.com/A-List. Today's the last day, so if you think about it, get on there. stlmag.com/A-List.
It's pretty cool.
All right, so I thought we'd have a little competition between Kevin and Tim because they are on the show, the Game of Thrones fans.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a little spelling bee with characters' names.
Oh, no way. This is not going to be
pretty. Did we start with Jon Snow?
Nope. We're going to start with, how do you spell Daenerys?
Daenerys Targaryen?
That guy. I can't even pronounce
it's
that
not
woman.
A guy. She's the mother of dragons.
She's the mother of dragons, yeah. Courtney.
Okay, just spell the last name.
Targaryen?
Yes.
Targaryen.
I don't think that's right. I win.
That's correct,
guys. It is?
Oh, yeah!
Did you read the books?
No.
Oh.
Kevin's not
you
known.
You don't see things spelled out on a TV
no,
show
you
very
don't.
Often.
Kevin's not
no,
known
but we,
for
but I will tell you this. We do watch the show with closed caption, so that might help.
Why do you do that?
Because there's so much going on, it's just easier to follow.
All right, Tim, I'm going to give you a shot at this first.
Okay.
Peter Baelish.
Oh, yeah, Lord Baelish. What is it, Littlefinger?
Yes.
Name?
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Peter, first of all?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
P-E. Oh, it's weird, isn't it? P-E-T-Y-R or
yes.
Something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You got half.
Baelish. It's weird, but now I can't remember how.
Kevin?
I think it's B-A-E-L-I-S-H.
That is right.
Wow. Wow. Closed caption wins again.
Subtitles pay off.
Okay, what about egret? It wants a crack at egret.
I-G-R-I-T.
Nope.
E-G-R-I-T.
Nope.
No.
Y-G-R-I-T-T-E.
Yeah.
That's egret.
And you know nothing, Kevin Burgon.
And finally, how about...
Great joke for us.
Missandei?
Missandra. Is that it?
No, Missandei. That's what it says. There's no R.
I'm with Kevin.
Yeah.
I have the spelling.
The Lord of Light priestess.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Melisandre?
No. This says Missandei.
Give us another one then.
Okay. How about Marjorie Tyrell?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She knows. She drinks wine and she knows things.
Oh, Marge.
Marjorie.
Is Tyrell T-Y-R-E-L-L?
That's right.
Okay.
Marjorie's the one that's a little...
Is it M-A-H?
Nope.
M-A-R?
Mm-hmm.
J?
No.
G?
Mm-hmm.
O?
No.
R? R-I-E?
No. M-A-R-G-E... Or no, sorry. M-A-R-G-A-E-R-Y.
Oh, yeah.
Marjorie Tyrell. And I'll have to look up that Missandei. They have it spelled M-I-S-S-A-N-D-E-I. Another award-winning segment on Courtney & Company. Foodstuffs is next with Tim.
Live from downtown, this...
Foodstuffs, I'm Tim Convey. It is time. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke with the brand new one opening in St. Charles just yesterday. So get in there and check it out. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. You should follow us. You can see some of the treats we'll be trying out today. This thing just looks ridiculous.
I know. It's in the bargain bin at Huck's, which is why I bought it for you too.
Candy Kaboom. It. Sour cherry popping candy explosions. You can see those. Ooh. And also in a second, we'll post the picture of us with Taylor Louderman, who was just in here.
And just to let you know, I was correct on the Missandei.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, it's Daenerys' right-hand woman.
There you go.
She rescued her when she got the Unsullied. Just like you
when
know.
She got what?
The Unsullied.
She dates, what's his name?
The Worm.
She's the Worm side piece.
Yeah.
Lance, don't you feel like you're like in a different land?
Yeah.
But you need to get into this land because it is the best show on TV.
You really do. Kevin's not wrong. Anyway, time to talk about food. How about this? The average person, how much do you think they spend per week going out for lunch and coffee?
Lunch and coffee.
Lunch and coffee per week.
The average person. So that's the people that don't go out for lunch and coffee, too. But the people that do, what if they go out every day? That's
like, it's got to be at least, what?
I'm going to say $79. I don't know.
I'm going to say 65.
Yeah, I'll say 70.
How about this? 33.
What?
$33. Here's how it breaks down. $6.50 on coffee. $5.50
per week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't go get coffee during the week at all. I'm averaging out the people that do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm spending way more than the average. I got to
chill your coffee habit.
I got to figure something out. $6.50 on coffee, $5.50 on soda, bottled water, and other drinks, and $21 on lunches and takeout. That's remarkably low, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, so
I don't spend very much during the week.
We got to work on it.
Right,
should we try this candy next?
Yeah, do it. Kaboom!
Candy Kaboom!
I mean, if you want to go by Huck's, they either will or won't have it because it was in the discount bin, which, in my opinion, means that they weren't selling any of them.
This is going to be an ultra... I don't think I can get through the segment if I do it now.
No, don't do it.
Oh, is it popping in your mouth,
Kev? Pop rock.
Let's hear that. Open up. It makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, turn the... back. Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not as it's better than a pop rock because it's
Don't drink soda with it. You know, that's how Mikey died. Urban legend.
I don't like it. This is great on Instagram Live right now. Check it out. This is crazy. So Earth Day is Monday. I don't know if you guys have heard that yet or not. We're big on Earth Day around here. There's a whole bunch of things that we're going to be doing on Monday that we're excited about. But this is a trend going on to be environmentally friendly. Some restaurants are giving discounts to people who bring their own dishes.
I read about this. What? I read about this restaurant, and I would take part in this deal, wouldn't you? Quite a deal.
It's a win-win for the restaurants. It's an eco-friendly move, and not to be too cynical, but they can save on having to buy plates and bowls.
And water on washing those things.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what the one place that's doing it, I read about it, it's a salad place, right?
It's called Just Salad.
Yeah, and their salads usually cost like $12.
Yep.
And you can bring your own bowl and get like some deal for a month for some really good price.
A month of salad for $129.
I mean, if you go there every day for lunch, it'd be worth it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Salad.
I wonder if we'll see
it. It will
that,
be weird if we start bringing our own dishes in, you know?
Yeah.
It's not. I'm a big fan of paper plates. Am I the only one on the show
no,
that
oh,
is?
Man, those are bad for the...
I know.
It's not a good look.
I know, but man...
You can't recycle them because they get grease and stuff on them.
I don't get grease on mine.
Yeah, you do. I've seen your paper plates, Courtney.
Yeah, you're right. I might. You gotta keep an eye on that.
And then finally, I thought we had more peeps in the office, so I thought we would do this last story while consuming peeps, but they're gone. Kevin, do you know anything about that?
Maybe they're going to magically appear in an Easter basket somewhere in Grafton.
You took them?
Oh, man.
Kevin!
I'm just saying,
how cheap are you?
We had a variety of peeps, and I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll hand them out when we do this peep story.
I'm just saying, they were chocolate-covered. It was regular. It was a coconut. I thought, you know what?
I would like to try the chocolate-covered. I'm curious about them.
That's what I was looking forward to today.
Was that the kind you gave me one, Tim, of those?
No, those were the caramel-infused ones.
And we talked about them.
Those were good.
I would have liked to have tried them. And they were brought to us by a listener that wanted us to taste test them.
So, Carrie, thank you for making my kids Easter.
Yeah, Carrie the Easter Bunny. Anyway, we'll talk. It's going to be painful, but we'll talk about it anyway. Listen to this. About 5.5 million peeps are made every day. And in 1 year, enough peeps are made to circle the globe twice. I wouldn't have thought that.
I mean, are people buying them because they go well in an Easter basket, even if they aren't being consumed?
I don't know. Kevin, can you answer that?
You don't have to buy them.
When they first started, it took 27 hours to make a peep.
Make a peep?
Wow.
Yes. Back in 1953, each chick was handmade with a pastry tube, but the process obviously automated now, and it takes just 6 minutes to make a peep.
Wow.
How long does it take to get them back to Grafton? A little over an hour. Yellow chicks are the original and still the favorite. Yellow bunnies are the second most popular color and shape combination. Pink is the second best-selling color. The vast majority of peeps obviously sold around Easter.
About
2 billion peeps are produced each year, and 1.5 billion of them are eaten during the spring. That's crazy.
And apparently they got a new marketing person in the past few years because they've made a big comeback.
Oh, yeah, huge.
Yeah.
The town that they're made in does a New Year's Eve peep drop. The Peeps Factory is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and on New Year's Eve, they drop a giant 400-pound peep chick at midnight.
Oh, that's cute.
Instead of a ball.
That's very cute.
Yeah. Peeps.
Still don't like them.
Can't find any today. All right, I'm going to try some of this sour stuff now.
All right. While you're doing that, we will throw it to Lance, but before that...
Oh!
Tim loves it.
Okay.
Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, cloudy, windy today, chance of rain throughout the day, and then clearing late today. High of 56, and then tomorrow, sunny, windy, warmer, high of 68, and Sunday, high of 80, breezy, and warmer.
I don't like the it feels like it's in your brain, right? When you hear them, especially with headphones on?
I didn't want to try them.
But these are lighter than Pop Rocks, as I said. They're not as explosive. I disagree with the boom. It's not as boom.
There's not a kaboom.
No.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, over on the Illinois side, they're mopping up on southbound 255 before the Route 3 Columbia exit. That's where we had some concrete debris in the roadway.
For the world we're gonna make. Ooh, 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 been looking
we are. We're here to help you, St. Louis ladies. Eligible men that are on different dating apps. Who's out there? Who's available? Are we into them? Not that it matters, but we just like to give our opinion. What do you got for us today, Lance?
And I have heights for all these men today.
You do?
Really? I do.
They just all happen to give their height?
I guess so.
It must be a big problem.
Maybe that's a new feature.
On dating apps.
Let's start with 5'9", Sage.
Sage?
Sage.
I think I know why they're giving their heights. Remember they did the April Fool's joke about a height requirement?
Oh, that could be. Could be.
All right, so Sage, who's 5'9".
And 23 years old. Sage says...
He's just a baby.
I'm a bad boy.
Wow. You don't even know yet, Sage.
Are you, Sage?
As in, I'm bad at being a person. Ooh. Would love some cool tattoo ideas. And at least one reality, you swiped right. Let's get brunch.
Sage. Well, Sage. I mean, I think you'd be, you know, maybe you'll have a fun night out with Sage. But he's not your long term.
Since when did guys with tats get brunch? That just doesn't seem to work with me.
Kevin?
I don't know.
I think anybody with or without tats want brunch.
Yeah.
Because brunch is great.
It is. Brunch is also kind of a hipster thing, too. So it's not that.
True.
Okay, we're not into Sage.
I love me a brunch. All right, what about 27-year-old and 6 foot tall, Talon.
Talon. Spell it.
T-A-L-O-N.
Oh, boy.
Is he also on The Bold and the Beautiful?
Talon. Well, Talon.
Remember there was a Thorn and Ridge?
Yeah, yep.
Talon is a computer systems analyst and says that he just binged an entire season of The Sinner on Netflix.
Okay.
And ate half a pizza in one sitting. Go ahead, sorry.
Only half a pizza?
I know, I thought the same thing.
He's saving the other half for you.
I thought poorly of myself because it's like,
I know, right?
Half.
It's thin crust.
Yeah.
Down that thing, Talon.
Talon's just looking for a long-term nap partner. Geeky? Question mark. If I don't respond, I'm playing League of Legends or watching Lord of the Rings again.
Oh my
Two
God.
Cats and a dog.
Well, I think he gives a lot of information about what he's into.
I feel bad for Talon's dad. They named him Talon, think he's going to be this really tough man's man, and he's a computer geek who streams... nerdy stuff all day.
Listen, I think he's perfectly matched for someone because he did give a lot of pop culture information.
Right. And wasn't trying to be too cute.
No. My napping, I don't like to nap. I don't want a partner for naps.
Right.
That's a solo deal.
I'm a solo napper.
You're missing out, Courtney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Courtney Van
Can
Landon.
I come over to your house today?
Man.
All right. How about Mac? Mac is 25 and he's 5'9". Huh. Mac says, I get discounts with my frequent flyer miles, so I don't mind if you have extra baggage.
All right. I get it.
It's kind of cute.
Not the worst thing I've heard.
Nah. Not a lot there, though.
No. Yeah.
Okay. A little more substance from Charles, who's 27 and
measures
in.
He's going only on his looks. The picture is going to get him the dates. He's like, I don't need to put a lot here because I'm Mac.
Yeah.
Look at me, ladies. Charles is 5'11" and 27 years old. Charles says he's a 3-time amateur stand-up comedian and 2-time local hot dog eating champion. My favorite Goosebumps book is Cabin in the Attic. Quote, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not, unquote. John Lennon is his featured quote. What do you think about Charles?
I don't know.
I kind of like the Goosebumps thrown in there for good measure.
Stay away from comedians.
Let's do one more.
One more? All right. Mm-hmm. That'll be 5'7".
5'7".
CD. CD is 26.
What?
CD aren't even initials that you ever hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for a reason.
Well, he's a material analyst.
I don't even know what that is.
I know what a material girl is, but I'm not sure I know what a material analyst is.
All right.
CD says his real name's a little more info for you here, okay. Courtney. His real name is Clark.
Ooh.
Clark says he's got a lake house, a dog, and a 401k. What else could a girl even want?
I'm in.
Entertainment. Entertainment Schmig.
That's right. In for Jen Myers, I'm Tim Convy. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. It's the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Let's start with this. Why not? We'll start with a little update on Operation Varsity Blues.
Doggone it.
I don't want your life.
Sorry, all right, Tim.
No, you're doing great.
I don't want your life.
It's just never, you know, it's an idea that works on paper. Execution.
It's really
not
hard.
That it's no. On you. It's just not flowing. But we move on. We learn from that. How about this? You guys know the story. Most people pled guilty, but you know who didn't? Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, and her husband, Massimo Giuliani. And for the most part, what we've seen is that the kids have stayed out of it. All the parents have claimed that the kids didn't know anything about it. The kids didn't know anything about it. But we kind of knew that at least Aunt Becky's daughters probably did, because they had to pose for pictures where they were pretending to be on the row team. Row team?
Crew.
Crew team. Thank you. And so guess what? They just got a letter saying that they could be in big trouble.
They might get prosecuted as well?
Yeah, letters from federal prosecutors. The letters say that they know that the kids were complicit in the scam. It's not clear if they want to press charges and lock these kids up, or if it's a tactic to pressure the parents into settling.
Sounds like it.
Because I'm sure they, if they're like, oh, little Isabella and Jade and whatever could go to jail, they're going to be like, all right, let's figure this out. I can't wait till it comes out and we find out exactly what they're thinking. Because from the outside, everyone keeps saying how crazy it is that they're fighting this. Clearly they did it. Clearly they paid the money. And over again, they keep pleading not guilty, even when new charges are piled on. This is an interesting twist, and we'll see what happens. But I want to know what their story is, what they're going to claim, you know, how they can claim innocence on it. It's kind of crazy. A reboot is coming out of Child's Play. If you don't know Child's Play, the Chucky, the little demonic doll, is out. And I think we talked about it a little bit ago on Schmig. It was announced that his voice, he'll be voiced by Mark Hamill, the one and only Luke Skywalker. They just put out a new trailer. Here's a taste.
Good night, Andy.
Oh.
Oh, it's good.
Who's seeing it?
I haven't seen. I think I saw the first one, and that was it. With was Bess Armstrong in that one?
Bess Armstrong?
No, I think it's the actress that looks
like Bess Armstrong.
Bess Armstrong. Oh, lordy.
I don't know who that is.
She was in a lot of 80s things.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so that, I mean, Mark Hamill, he'll do a good job. It looks good. Also up on Sesame Street the other day, this is a very strange collaboration, a Game of Thrones Sesame Street crossover. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones is harsh.
Yeah.
It's the harshest thing on television. Yeah. It's always borderline, like, should I be
graphic.
Watching this right now?
Very maybe graphic. Because they're both on HBO? Is that
maybe perhaps? Because they know that a parent... they have to watch a lot of this stuff with their kids, so even if their kids don't get it.
And Sesame Street does a good job, I think, of working on two different levels.
Yes.
Right.
There's plenty of little winks, but this is a little bit, I mean, you know, like...
So it's Elmo with who?
Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, and then Cersei Lannister, who are, you know, kind of enemies, but all of a sudden, they're hanging out, and Elmo's around.
Elmo thinks that you two need to respect each other.
If we stop fighting and work together... We can be stronger. I'm willing to learn and listen if you are.
I can try.
Trying is a great place to start.
A toast to our new red friend.
Oh, yummy! Elmo loves toast!
He fixed it. He solved it.
I know.
There's no, I mean,
there's the game.
So we don't need to finish watching.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even worth tuning in for. A few stories, a few things up at Y98.com. Ariana Grande says that performing her songs is hell. She was doing a chat on Twitter, and she said, making music is healing. Performing it is like reliving it all over again.
That's a good point. I never thought about it.
And it's hell. She ended up deleting that comment, but that's not where things ended. She said she doesn't think touring is good for her health. And then some fans said they totally understand if she canceled the rest of the tour. She said she wouldn't do that.
I mean,
that's interesting. I mean, I guess everyone's going to have their own take on it.
I don't think everybody is made for the road either.
Right. 100%. Yeah, it is. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But I think the stuff about performing those songs, I don't know. I found that pretty interesting. Also, Tina Fey said she's glad she's not on SNL anymore due to the current political climate. We've had a lot of comedians come out and even SNL cast members and stuff and say,
we want them to be more fun.
It's just too intense. It's not even fun. Also up at Y98.com, Earth Day is Monday, and a new song by the artist Lil Dicky. Are you guys familiar with Lil Dicky?
I only know him because you showed me a video.
Oh, we did that Chris Brown
thing, and Chris Brown was in the video.
Yes.
It's a very funny video.
He is, for lack of a better term, a comedy rapper, mm-hmm. I guess, and basically known for his videos that have all gone viral and very, very successful. Some really, really funny stuff he's put out. Well, he has a new song and a new video called Earth. It's got about 30 guest stars, but it's animated, but you can still tell who these people are. Most of them play animals. Do you want to hear some of the lineup in this thing?
Yeah.
And it's all about saving the earth and, you know.
And the video probably will be the amazing part of it.
Yeah. Because most Lil Dicky's stuff is, yes. It's the whole idea is that, so. Here's who's in it, in order of appearance. You ready? Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Zach Brown, Brendan Urie, Haley Steinfeld, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, Adam Levine, Shawn Mendes. I mean, this is like a Y98
who's who.
Charlie Puth, Sia, Miley Cyrus, Lil Jon. It keeps on going. Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys show up as well.
The video is the big thing.
Yeah, and it's funny. The guy's funny, and it's all obviously for a good cause. You can check that out and so much more at Y98.com.
All right, Lance, getting late in the rush. How are things going?
Well,
I'm getting the music.
Oh, man.
Hang on,
Y98. That was a song called Shallow by this artist Lady Gaga. And believe it or not, Bradley Cooper is on that song. Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys have heard that or not. Yeah. Time for some celebrity birthdays. But first, we'll do a little back in the day. It's kind of a rough day in history, to be honest. But we will let you know. The Waco thing, the David Koresh, the Branch Davidians, all that 26 years ago today, which means 24 years ago today, was the Oklahoma City bombing.
And I remember that like it was, I was in radio, and I think my mom called us to tell us about it because that's before we had monitors
and
in
scrolling.
The studios.
Yeah.
I remember watching on TV. I was in high school.
That was crazy. The first major thing that happened when I was in radio.
And I remember my dad, who worked for the Corps of Engineers, they closed and they did all these new procedures then at different federal buildings because of that.
And you know what's so sad? It was so shocking and hit you to the core. And now so many things like that happen and we don't feel it as deeply.
Right.
Well, if you remember, it was also really hard to, you know, that it was an American. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think they
thought
some kind of other terrorism. And then but now, unfortunately, we see all kinds of things like that. So a positive back in the day. How about this? 32 years ago in 1987, The Simpsons premiered as a cartoon short between skits on the second episode of Fox's show, The Tracey Ullman Show. The Simpsons is now the longest running scripted TV series in U.S. history.
Yeah, and it was real, the drawing of The Simpsons were real harsh.
It's come a long way.
Yeah.
The voices too, yeah.
And you remember for a while when they had the show first started its own show, I mean, all the Simpsons clothing available.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere.
Everywhere.
Eat my shorts, all over the place. Let's do some birthdays. Kate Hudson, Penny Lane,
Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Well, I know
she's getting back to her normal weight. I saw a picture of her today.
Oh, it's great.
After the baby.
Whatever makes her happy.
She looks good. I mean, is she 40 yet? I'm going to say 40.
That's what I was going to say.
38.
Nailed it. She's 40.
40.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday to Kate Hudson. My favorite of the Judds, Ashley Judd.
Ooh. Oh, man, you're going to anger some Winona fans.
I have nothing against them personally. I choose
the Judds
who stayed away from country music. Yeah.
How old is Winona? Is she?
This is Ashley.
Ashley. But how old is Winona?
Ashley's got to be, what do you think, Kevin?
I'm going to say 46.
She's.
I think she's 48.
I think those are both good guesses. I'm going to say 49.
51.
Whoa. Wow.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Remember when she came out, like, she was this movie star, and you were like, wait, she's another Judd?
Yeah, I know.
The Judds were the biggest thing on the planet when she kind of first hit.
Anytime that movie with her where she gets falsely accused of killing her husband, Double Jeopardy, I watch it every time it's on.
She's been in some good ones for sure. James Franco.
He's young.
Either love him or you hate him.
He's whatever.
43?
I don't think he's in his 40s, is he?
I was kind of thinking he's in his
37.
39.
41.
Oh.
James Franco, 41. And finally, we'll do a little number by him. You know him from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Annie, the original Pennywise the Clown, and It. He sounds like this.
A sweet transvestite. Oh.
Just the best.
From transsexual Transylvania.
Tim Curry. Yeah, one of the greatest character actors of all time.
His Pennywise was so good.
Tim Curry.
Spam a lot.
Yeah. Hasn't been in anything in a while.
He's
had a stroke.
He's ill, yeah. How old is Tim Curry?
Clue. I forgot about Clue.
He's got to be like Susan Sarandon's age.
Which would be?
I don't know.
Why her?
Because they were in Rocky Horror and they were young.
I'm going to say 73.
I'm going to say...
Nailed it. He got it. Lance got it, guys. He got Tim Curry.
Wow.
He's 73 years old. If you are celebrating a birthday with these people, happy birthday.
Did we all get one right? Kevin get one right?
I got one right. Yeah, he got one right. Ashley Judd. No.
No. I did.
Close up.
Not.
And we can't remember.
We can't.
Hey, man, office is closing early, so has our brains.
All right, Lance, how are the roads?
Well, northbound 255. If you're on the Illinois side, look for slow going.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Just a few remaining today on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Kevin the intern, Tim Convey, getting ready for our holiday weekend, celebrating with some family. And all week and for the next few weeks, we are highlighting people in the healthcare industry. You know, I don't think you really think about it until you need them, until you see how important they are to your family when you're going through something and you're having issues, and those people that day in, day out go above and beyond for their patients, for anybody in the community. And so we asked for your nominations. Tons came in. We had thousands of nominations. And so for the next few weeks, we'll be highlighting these great people. And today, our recipient of the honor roll from Healthcare Family Credit Union, nominated by Andy Dick, Samantha Davis. Andy says, Samantha in the neurology clinic at the St. Louis VA is my nominee for the Y98 Healthcare Hero. She embodies what a nursing professional should be. Prior to her arrival in our clinic, the clinic was drab and the previous nurse was burned out. When Sam came along last fall, everything changed for the better, from having fresh paint to securing updated equipment. She really turned things around. Now the patients and doctors are happy and are served in an efficient manner. Sam is my nursing hero. She provides excellent care for the American heroes we serve at the St. Louis VA Medical Center. So let's hear it for Samantha Davis, LPN. Congratulations, Samantha. We'll see you at Llewellyn's for our live broadcast on May 30th, and we will honor more healthcare industry people next week and the following few weeks, all thanks to Healthcare Family Credit Union.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show is brought to you by SLU Care, the physician group of St. Louis University at slucare.edu.
Y98, our friend Trish Gazelle from our sister station, KZK, stopping by. We're just
Trish.
Chatting.
Woo-hoo! Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Easter.
Yes.
Happy Easter. Right back at you.
All right. In a little while, we'll tell you all. We have so many cool things coming up next week, and you're going to want to be listening all week long. So I'll let you know about that in a few minutes. But let's just do some cleanup today. Did you hear about the guy that he and his wife signed a contract that if Tiger Woods won the Masters, they would name their son Tiger?
No way.
Yes. A guy, they're from Dallas, Texas. She's 39. He's 25. And he says, we're going to stick with the deal. We both wanted a unique name, and I've always been a huge golf fan. She's due in September.
No way. Cool. Not even Eldrick.
No, right.
Funny.
Yeah, Tiger's got, they said they wanted something. Tiger's still a fun, I mean, it's a cool, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
And then I watched this really cool video of Tiger, and I don't know if it's old or not, but it's him watching sports people and people on the street, video after video of, he'll never win again. Nope, I don't think, I think that he'll never win another tournament. He needs to hang it up, and it's like everyone from a female from the Golf Channel to that Stephen, what's that guy's name that's real loud?
Stephen A. Smith.
Yes. And then people just on the street, and he's just smirking the whole time.
That's awesome.
And he's just holding an iPad watching all these people tell him he'll never do it again.
Yeah.
So that, it was a pretty cool video. Okay, when I was growing up, there were a few things that were thrown in our face a lot that freaked you out as a kid. One was quicksand, because all the cartoons live action things they'd get stuck in quicksand. The other was the Bubble Boy.
Oh yeah,
John Travolta had that movie, The Boy in the Bubble, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Yeah, and Seinfeld even parodied that.
Yes, the Bubble Boy episode of Seinfeld. Nothing could be finer than being in your diner. That's the whole episode. And George gets in a fight about the moops. There is amazing news out of St. Jude Children's Hospital. There's a new treatment that could totally cure people born with this disease.
Really?
Yeah, it's called SCID, severe combined immunodeficiency. Okay. You have no immune system. So without treatment, the survival rate is only about a year or two. And the new treatment involves harvesting stem cells from the patient's bone marrow, modifying their genes. And then researchers have also used a deactivated version of HIV to do it too. So the president of St. Jude says if all works well, they're comfortable using the word cure.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
That is great.
And then there's a story that I read a couple days ago that's crazy. There's two kind of crazy stories in the news today. There's this couple that became millionaires because of Bitcoin, all right? And there's a fantasy, I guess, with people about living in international waters that don't want government to tell them what to do.
Oh, yeah, because you wouldn't have to pay any taxes because you're not in a sovereign state.
Yes. Well, there's a couple that decided, they're originally from Michigan, he's a Bitcoin millionaire, and he and his wife recently decided to move into a small floating pod about 12 nautical miles away from Phuket, Thailand, okay, in international waters.
Okay. They're living, it's not how you say that, but I'm it's better that you say it like that.
Well, how do you say it?
You say it the other way.
A different way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me that, because that'll be in my head, and I always read it like that.
Never mention this place in Thailand again.
Really?
It's in Thailand.
Yeah.
But you say it like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so they're living on a small floating pod. Well, Thailand says no. They identified it as a new nation, basically setting up in their maritime territory, which is a threat to their coast.
Oh, wow.
So now these two are facing criminal charges in Thailand, and it could be punishable by death.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're harsh over there.
Yeah.
So they bailed from their floating utopia, and they're on the run.
On the swim, probably.
Right? Don't you think they have something?
Yeah.
I mean, they're millionaires. They know.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Think they would have checked that out.
The rules?
Yeah.
Right. Before you just set up shop?
Yeah, over in Thailand near that city.
That's crazy. I always thought it was the way I said it. And everybody's been posting pictures of some vacation spot there where you can get in a little, like you're on the water.
Yeah. I'm not 100%. I'm fairly
confident. Kevin, I believe, would know.
I believe Tim is correct on that. I think the reason why we say it the other way
is because you can't say it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my final crazy story. So there's this a salesman for a Chevy dealership in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And last month, he sold a truck to a guy. And a few weeks ago, the guy brought it back in for service. Maybe, I don't know why so soon. Well, the salesman offered to give this guy a ride home. And when they got in the car, the salesman kidnapped the guy, threatened to kill him, made him take $200,000 from the bank. Who's got $200,000, by the way? and then forced him to smoke crack.
Oh, man.
Then he fled from Chattanooga with the cash.
Why the smoking crack?
I don't, why any of it? The FBI tracked him down. He was in Cedar Hill, Texas. He's now facing charges for kidnapping, bank robbery, extortion. Don't you want to know more about this?
Yeah,
what?
Right.
Did he get his car fixed?
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Simplify shopping with the new features available on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.